This hour of the Armed American Radio podcast is being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. This incredible organization is doing the behind-the-scenes work on behalf of our Second Amendment freedoms, filing the lawsuits around the nation that defend against the incredible withering assault on our constitutional right to bear arms. If it weren't for the Second Amendment Foundation and the incredible work they do, the landscape of our gun rights in this country would be vastly different. Visit them and help us defend freedom from the Bloomberg machine that is dumping millions into the effort to strip you of your rights. Visit the Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org. That's saf.org. Now is the time. We need your help. saf.org to do your part fighting for the freedoms that we enjoy today. Enjoy the program, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, what a pleasure to be with you here today on the Armed American Radio Network. It is an honor and it is humbling to be spending time with you today, wherever you are, from those toasty beaches of South Florida to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska. Our good friend Rob Pincus will be teaching for the first time in Alaska. Head over to Personal Defense. Now, actually, head over to ICE Training, ICE Training, and take a look at that schedule and see if you can't make it. The Kenai Peninsula, you're tuning in. Willow, Sarah, go on and take some training from Rob. Bring your family. Boy, what a show it's been so far. Shanto down in Dallas, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right. How about you?
It's been a program, hasn't it? It's been a good one so far.
Absolutely.
Houston, Texas. It really has. Houston, Texas, how are you guys doing today, huh? Great to have you here. Neil McCabe, Washington's Armed American Radio editor, joins me from D.C., Capitol Hill area. His finger is on the pulse. I've never met anybody who literally knows so much about what's happening in each of the individual congressmen's offices, the staffers, and so forth. Neil, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark. Good to be with you. The walls have ears, as they say, and fortunately, I've met a few walls in my day.
The walls have ears. Is that like the hills have eyes?
The hills are alive with the sound of music. You know, you were talking about forsaking those poor guys in New Jersey. A very good friend of mine used to say that people in Illinois should just give up on gun rights.
That good friend would be who?
Yourself.
Oh, ouch, ouch. I knew you were going to say that, but I'm glad you did because I'm man enough to accept that. And let me tell you, Illinois, 2 years ago, who'd have thunk it? And, Neil, you're right. I made those comments many times on this show. If you live in Illinois, man, I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you at this point. And I got a couple letters and a couple emails and some phone calls from some friends out there and from a lot of strangers, a lot of listeners, Armed American Radio fans that said, you know what, Mark, we agree with you. However, we can't go. And there are many of us who can't. We've got to stay and fight this fight. Illinois, you're listening now on a number of stations throughout the state. We have to stay here and fight this fight. We have to fight this fight for our kids and their kids. And look where you are today. And I've apologized for that.
You know,
no question about it.
And I want to, you know, I've said this before, you know, one of the things that that sort of twisted my brain growing up is being a Massachusetts Republican.
Mm-hmm. And, tough stuff, man. I know it's difficult up there.
I mean, it's rough. But, growing up in Massachusetts, we're taught about Lexington and Concord.
Right.
And the real lesson of Lexington and Concord is
that's a candy bar, right?
No. Is that,
it's a rib joint?
Stop it, please. This is going to take a while. I need some time.
You mean that's the shot heard around the world?
Yes. And so September 1st, 1774, the Redcoats, the British Army, came to Charlestown, a part of Charlestown, now Somerville, Massachusetts, and they took the guns from the powder house there that was owned by Nathan Tufts, whose family, that land became Tufts University. But the British Army came, they marched, They took the guns, they took the ammunition, and they went back to Boston, and everybody just sort of watched. That was 1774, September 1st. In April 1775, as soon as it became spring again, because as you know, most wars start in the spring, the British then went out further, another 10 miles, towards Concord to take the guns there. And something happened over the winter where the Americans there, the colonialists, decided to stand up and fight. And for me, that's like, that's that magical time. Over that winter is when some, you know, these people all decided that we're just not going to watch the British come and take our guns away. And I have to say that there's a bill right now in the Massachusetts legislature, which is just an over-the-top anti-gun rights bill. And it just breaks my heart that, you know, Massachusetts is bad anyway. And the idea that it could get worse with this bill that the Democrats and the Speaker of the House, Speaker DeLeo, is putting through. And you know, it's like every year these school kids in Massachusetts are taught that Lexington and Concord is when the British came to take the guns, and that's what started the American Revolution. And yet in Massachusetts, it is a lesson that people they to learn it, even though it's right in front of them.
American history matters. And if people were taught that, not the revised version, it would make a difference. It would make a difference. Neil, it's tough to be in an area like that when you are as conservative as you are. I know it is. I spent about a year and a half in Connecticut, so you know, it's tough. And Connecticut, good heavens knows the battle that they're fighting up there right now. And because of the lesson that I learned about Illinois, these things can be changed. Watch what happens in Colorado. Just watch what happens.
Neil, I've got to... Okay, I'm sorry. Let's go ahead.
I've got to move quickly here. We'll continue the conversation throughout the program, but I've got to move quickly. We have David Kodria on the line with us. David, how are you?
I'm doing really well, thanks, Mark, Neil, Sean.
Hey,
and, you know, back along with that conversation, when I was living in California, I can't tell you how many people used to just say, oh, let California have an earthquake and drop into the ocean. And, you know, I took it personally because some of us were out there fighting real, real hard.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, you know, it's kind of like, you know what, why don't you just undermine the guys on the front lines if you're going to take that attitude? Because that's where a lot of the action is happening. These are the people on the front lines who most need our support and understanding.
And, you know, it was predominantly the McDonald case brought on behalf of Mr. McDonald, Otis McDonald, who recently passed away, by the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan Gottlieb, our regular contributor here on this show. And, of course, we support the Second Amendment Foundation here on Armed American Radio. And we ask you to please also go over and support them as well at SAF.org. But it was they that brought that case with McDonald that I believe brought down Mayor Daley and created the wave that we saw that now led to them getting to them getting concealed carry. Guys, we have a really special segment coming up here now. Matt Thompson from our great sponsor Sportsman Steel Safes joins us, and we're going to be giving away a safe at the beginning of the next segment. Matt, how are you? It's a pleasure to have you here.
Doing great, Mark. How about yourself?
Doing wonderful. Now, you guys, you're out of Texas, right?
I'm in the Houston store. We're based out of Long Beach, California.
I know a little bit about Houston. We'll be back down there in September here, coming up real soon. Now, I'm on your website. Let's talk a little bit about your safes, sportsmansteelsafes.com. These things are beauties. Tell us about what you guys keep in stock, how you build your safes, and why it matters to have something of this quality.
Oh, you know, down in the Houston store right now, I've got about 225 safes and vault doors in stock. I don't get to keep a lot of my storm shelters in stock just for the fact they take up too much size. You know, a little bit about our company. We've been in business since 1979, make American-made products for everyone from the little old lady looking to lock up a book collection to the avid collector to the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ. The list goes on and on.
I think the interesting stat about your stuff is it's never been compromised.
Correct. That is correct. We have never had a safe drilled open, never had one pried open. And we have had one loss to fire, but that was 20-plus years ago in a wildfire, and there's just nothing you can do about protecting against a wildfire.
Yeah, exactly. Now, your safes, you start really predominantly at the 2 to 10-gun range stand-up safe that starts right about $799, of course, and goes up from there, correct?
Correct.
Okay, the handgun safe. Now, I want people to know that right now you can head over. You've got minutes to do it. Now's the time you need to do it. Head over to Facebook.com/Armed American Radio and like and share the post with the photograph of that beautiful safe that Matt's going to tell you about right now. We're going to pick a winner in the middle of the break, and we're going to announce that winner at the beginning of the next segment. Matt, that handgun safe, custom made by you guys, wasn't it?
Correct. It is a it's custom made quarter-inch steel safe, got a Sergeant and Greenleaf dial combination lock on it. It's a pretty small little handgun safe, but it's really good. It's drilled out in the back, so if you want to mount it to the wall or turn it vertical and mount it onto your directly into your slab, it can be done. It's 10 inches by 10 inches by 10 inches. It'll hold roughly, you know, 2 to 4 handguns, depending on what kind of handguns you're sticking in there.
Absolutely gorgeous. Now, how would you describe the color? It's a like a burgundy red, dark red?
It's actually a black. That picture is not doing it really good justice. I think the picture is picking up a lot of the background color from our banner in the background.
Gotcha. So it's black on there.
Yeah, it is black. It's just picking up a lot of the red. It's not our super high automotive high gloss finish, but it is our semi-gloss finish, semi-reflective.
This thing, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is absolutely beautiful. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio and like and share the post. You'll see the photographs of the safe on there. Click on that, like and share it. Get your name on the list. You might win it. I'm telling you, the odds are better than the lottery tickets you're going to buy. We're going to have a random winner selected during this break. Head over there right now. You got about 2 minutes left. When we come back, we'll give away that safe. We'll give away that safe right here on Armed American Radio. I'll be back with our roundtable panel right after this. Firearm safety is as important as breathing. If you own a gun, you need a safe from Sportsman Steel Safes. Sportsman is an American family business making quality vaults for over 30 years. Give my friend Matt a call for the weekly special. Tell him I sent you and he'll work out a deal. 888-681-4140. That's 888-681-4140. Talk to Matt before you buy your next safe. 888-681-4140 and visit SportsmanSteelSafes.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, 2 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer five-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Can I take my gun up to heaven? You know she's always been by my side.
This is Armed American Radio, giving you a voice. Now, your host,
can I take my gun up to heaven?
Mark Walters.
You can take your gun up to heaven, but first you're going to have to retrieve it from this beautiful Sportsman steel safe, handgun safe. I got to tell you, I don't know how stupid I was. I put the pictures up there. I asked if it was red. The background is red. The Sportsman steel safe was, but the safe is black with gold trim. I've been looking at the thing all week long, salivating over it, wishing I could win the thing. John, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
All right, let's go right very quickly. Let's go over to Matt Thompson from Sportsman steel safe. Matt, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
All right, get this. Shanto, I guess the randomizer program has selected a name. You've got a winner for us. Go ahead and let the nation know.
Yes, the name is C.J. Jerzak, and he lives in Collinsville, Illinois.
Collinsville, Illinois. Wow, Illinois. C.J.
Jerzak. Yes.
We were just talking about Illinois. C.J. Jerzak from Collinsville, Illinois. Congratulations, brother. You have won. Matt, that's awesome. And congratulations to C.J. What we're going to do is we'll reach out to C.J. Jerzak. Sean, you're going to reach out to him, right?
Yes.
All right. We'll reach out to C.J., Matt, and we'll give you that information, and we'll connect you guys together. That sound like a plan?
Definitely. Definitely.
Well, listen, I first of all, I want to thank you for the products that you guys build. It is so cool. You know, I had somebody on one of the Facebook page, you know, we had thousands and thousands and thousands of people, hundreds of thousands, in fact, scroll down and look at the safes and all that stuff. And I had somebody say in one of the comments, made in China, ? And we responded, one of the IT guys responded, says, no, it's not made in China. Tell us a little bit about the history of the company, can you?
Yeah, you know, it was started by Frederick Hand in 1979. Ownership was transferred to his son, Kevin Hand, back in 2005, 2006. Kevin had been with the company for a while, stepped out and started making Pentagon vaults. That's why if you look us up, it's Sportsman Steel/Pentagon safes and vaults. So basically the company merged that together, and when Kevin's dad retired, Kevin took over and basically took us to where we're at today. He introduced us into all kinds of different avenues with the nuclear, biological, chemical vault doors and ballistic shelters. And, you know, we do everything. We're trying to definitely expand into more blast protection and more for the prepper type stuff as well.
Do you get a lot of inquiries from the preppers?
We do. We just introduced the ballistic material, for instance, ballistic-resistant vault doors, probably about 6 to 9 months ago. My brain's not working exactly right now, but we have had a call from a lot of preppers. We use a ballistic material that will stop a 50 BMG 720 grain FMJ round dead in its tracks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's impressive. Anybody that's ever fired that gun knows how impressive that is. That really is impressive. Well, Matt, I want to thank you for coming on and thank you for supporting Armed American Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Thompson, SportsmanSteelSafes.com. And Matt, it's important because I mention this every week. People can call you, give out the number, and I tell them every week that they can call you at Sportsman Steel Safes and tell you that they're Armed American Radio fans, and you'll do what?
I will give them the best deal possible. I actually made a sale to one of the Armed American customers last week. He got a safe that would have normally cost one of our customers around $1,400 for about $1,000 delivered.
Wow.
So phone number to, phone number to get to me is 888-681-4140.
Okay, I want to repeat that one more time. That's 888-881-4140. When you hear me say, call our friend Matt or call my friend Matt at Sportsman Steel Safe, you're hearing him here right now. Matt, thank you very much. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for supporting Armed American Radio. I know CJ Jerzak is just thrilled. We'll make that announcement out on the pages here soon before the program is over. And thank you for everything that you do supporting the program and for the absolute quality that you guys put into this. It's great to see Made in America stuff that can't be compromised. I love that. Thanks, Matt.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mark. And congratulations, CJ.
Thank you very much. Wow. Hey, Neil, that's cool stuff.
That's strong. And, you know, there's a lot of great stuff made in America. And, I'm just really thrilled that you had that guy on to sort of that. He sounds like a nice guy, too, like he's going to really cut a deal for somebody.
That's first I'd heard of the deal that he was talking about, a $1,499 safe for $1,000 delivered.
Because what I was
thinking, and I'm looking,
what would the freight be on a safe? You know, that's what I was sort of calculating in my head.
I spent a number of years in the freight business, and it ain't cheap, especially when you're paying fuel surcharges today. A $1,499 safe on their website I'm looking at is a Pentagon, appears to be anyway, that price at retail. 60 inch by 40 inch by 28 holds 18 to 30 guns. Okay, so if you're in the market for a safe, and if you're a gun owner and don't have one, you need one. Be responsible. Don't hand the lefty kooks any more ammunition when they've got the media on their side. Please do the right thing and store your handguns and your long guns properly. David Kodria, you know a little bit about that. I mean, that's just good to preach, isn't it?
Yeah, and I like the fact that that the company headquarters was Long Beach, California. That is the town where I bought my first piece of property. Back in the mid-80s, I lived in a little section called Dogtown, had crack fields across the street. And I've got some stories that, you and I are going to have to talk off air over a cigar or something like that, because they're not quite safe for radio, but they're tangentially gun-related, and maybe we can figure out a way to tell them sometime.
Why? So Dave lived in Dogtown and Mark lived in Suitcase City. Is that where you were?
I drove through. I actually did live in Suitcase City. Talk 860 listeners in Tampa and WLSS Sarasota. You guys, News Talk 930. You know, I actually lived in Suitcase City for about 4 years, right directly across from the University of South Florida, and the highest crime rate area of Tampa. It's very transient. You know, a big gluttony of all these apartment complexes when the University of South Florida was built that people thought were going to be, filled with students. And it wound up turning into a huge commuter school, leaving those apartments over for Section 8 housing. And it just became a really, really nasty area over time. But I became accustomed to it, drove through a lot. And, you know, it's funny. You see a lot of palm trees in the Burger King parking lot, and you tend not to think, well, it doesn't look like a bad area. And that's when you really need to be on your toes. So, yeah, I know what it's like to live in one of those nasty areas, and I know what it's like to be down to my last 50 bones, too, Sean. Sean, you know anything about living in the hood? You know anything about having to defend yourself?
Oh, well, of course. I grew up having to do that. So
I was in the hood earlier this year. Fort Hood.
Fort Hood, yeah. I was going to say there had to be something good about this one.
Well, you know, with some of the things that have gone on.
Well, I got to tell you. Hey, Sean, do we have a couple little kids, don't we, that talk about safes and guns? Can you run one of those little clips?
Yeah, hold on just a second.
We got something queued up. It's important. We're talking about guns and we're talking about safes, and I think it's really important that we'll drive this home before we take a break right here, that if you're a gun owner, you need to be a responsible gun owner. It's very important. Take a listen to this little voice.
Guns save lives. My mom and dad are responsible gun owners. I hope you are, too. If you have guns in your home, please make sure to store them safely.
It doesn't get
regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing right there. I hope your children know the text of the Second Amendment. I hope you know to store your gun safely. When we come back, we'll continue the discussion with Neil McCabe, with David Kodria, and we'll have some fun here on the Armed American Radio Network. Back right after this.
you guys.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
It means what it says, doesn't it? It also says what it means.
Yeah, I didn't realize both of those were going to be running together, so I apologize for cutting that off a little bit in the last segment. Sean, thanks for running that. Let's run that a little bit more. Those are two very important messages from two very important people.
Yes, it is. Yes, it absolutely is.
And that they speak for all kids. If you're a gun owner, be a responsible gun owner, please. Please be a responsible gun owner. Let's welcome the panel back. David Codrey up in Hudson, Ohio. It ain't snowing up there today, is it?
It
pretty nice here, but, you know, back to that clip for a second, I just wonder how many adults would be able to recite that.
Yeah, isn't that something? And I can tell you that there was no text in front of that young man, none. That came right off the top of the head. That's important because, I like about, let me bring Neil in. I want to tell this story. Neil, how are you, brother?
Hey, fantastic. Hey, Dave. Hey, Sean.
You know, years ago when I was crib shopping, oh boy, I was at a Burlington coat factory picking up a crib that we had ordered when my daughter was first born. And back in the children's section, David, you'll appreciate this, was a little book rack, and it had children's books in it. And one of the books was America During the Times of George Washington. That was the name of the book. And I picked it up, and I began thumbing through the thing. And, of course, I started going through the Bill of Rights. And it didn't list them in order. The Second Amendment was at the bottom of the page. And here's what it said, that the Second Amendment protects the right of the people to keep and bear arms so we can defend the government.
You know, I think textbooks still say that.
I think somebody in an aisle over got hit in the head because I flung it. Papers went flying. I heard, "Hey!" Neil, it angered me. You're up there in D.C. This is what they would. This is what they'd be teaching if they could, isn't it? Well, they did.
Oh, sure. And it was it John Paul Stevens who wrote that article. And he wanted to add those seven words that basically said, you know, as members of the militia, that he wanted to amend the Second Amendment. He says, there's no, you know, let's stop arguing over this and just get it over with. If you're working for the government, you can have a gun. Otherwise, you can't.
David?
Yeah, well, that's pretty much the way that they'd like to have it. But at least Justice Stevens was honest enough, if you can believe it, to admit that the way the Second Amendment works right now, as worded right now, doesn't work for him, does it?
Go ahead, Neil.
And, you know, you talk to these people, and, you know, they make some very, you know, very heartfelt points, and I say to them, well, that's fantastic. I encourage you to change the Constitution, because you just don't, you know, the reason the Constitution is there is to have something, you know, in stone, so that, you know, so that it's not beaten around by the sort of these political waves. And then you have, you know, the media frenzy or whatnot, is that, you know, that there are certain rights, like the Bill of Rights, it's like locked solid. This thing is locked down. It doesn't, it's not going to change. Or if it does change, there's actually a process. Liberals are very used to just passing a note to their friendly judge who then gives them whatever they want. Meanwhile, conservatives or gun rights advocates and other members of the conservative coalition, you know, we got to do referendums, we got to do, you know, we got to win elections, we got to do pass legislation, we got to do all this stuff. And then after we're all done, the liberals will pass a note to their favorite judge and the judge will overturn everything we've done. You know, they can't, though, they can't get the, they can't work up the energy and the effort to actually change the Second Amendment. And so it sort of stands there, and you know, no matter what they do, we were talking earlier about you know, using this public health crisis and everything else.
Have we lost Neil there, Sean?
I just lost my whole phone system.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. What's interesting about what he's saying, and it's actually quite scary. This is something that I've said for quite some time. This is an election cycle. Run it. Run on it. Run on gun control. And throw a little bit of Obamacare in the mix.
Yes, I agree.
You know, Harry Reid this past week was discussing and talking about potentially bringing up another vote on the floor of the U.S. Senate regarding background checks. And I quote him when he said, "We know we don't have the votes. We need more to pass it." And his goal was to try to put it out there in an election year where people said, well, he wants people to know where the Republicans stand. Hey, Harry, let me educate you. We already know where you stand. We know where the Democrats stand. We know where the Republicans stand. So if you want, go ahead and put that out. I want them to run. And I know my panels. We've got our guests back.
Hey, man.
Okay,
yes.
Neil, Yeah. And David, good. Thanks. I'm glad you guys are here. What I wanted to do, Neil, was, listen, I want them to run on a gun control agenda this year. I want them to run. I'm begging them to run on that agenda. I want them to do it. Harry Reid, we were just talking about while you were somewhere out, and I don't know where you were, cyberspace land somewhere. But we were talking about Harry Reid possibly wanting to bring up yet again another vote on the Senate floor on background checks, even though he knows he doesn't have the votes, so that he can get a, so that the American people can get a clear picture of where the Republicans and Democrats stand. I can already tell you the results of what that vote is going to be. So what's he trying to do here? Why in an election year would he want to do this? I want him to, but why would he want to as the leader of the Dems in the Senate?
Well, you know, to let people know what's going on with Harry Reid. Harry Reid promised that he was not going to run for re-election, and he promised that this would be his last term as majority leader. And Schumer and Durbin have been sort of jockeying to replace him. And then he announced that he is, in fact, going to run for re-election. And so right now, he is fighting to keep his job. And so he needs to do some things quick. He needs to put some numbers on the board for the liberals to show that he can deliver the mail. Now, the other thing is that a year ago, when those background check bills were coming up, he agreed, made a deal with the Republican leadership because he didn't want to deal with a filibuster. Mm-hmm. And so the filibuster was 60 votes, and so there would be a two-step process. You have the 60-vote filibuster to end debate, and then you have the vote itself with a simple majority. The Republicans agreed with Reid to make that one vote for 60, so that there would be no possibility of a filibuster. However, there is a device or a parliamentary device called the motion to reconsider, which Reid can then do at his discretion because he's right. The majority leader, and it's a simple majority. And I know this was a ramp up, but a year ago the Democrats needed 60 votes to get the background check expansion passed. If Reid brings it up again, and he can do it at a moment's notice, he only needs a simple majority. And people need to be aware of this because the Republicans agreed to it, and it could happen.
Yeah, it could happen. It could happen in the Senate. I believe it would be a death wish for them during an election year, particularly when the Senate is so clearly on the table. We have a great guest on the line with us right now. Journalist Charles C. Johnson was with us last week. You remember Charles is the one that blew the lid off of with the tweets and forced CNN to print a retraction on the bogus Bloomberg Every Town for Gun Safety numbers. Charles, welcome to the show, my friend. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. I'm here in Mississippi following the goings on here. And I've got to
tell us about them.
Mississippians here are very upset that Bloomberg has spent has brought all this money into Mississippi to help out Thad Cochran. It's the campaign, the Chris McDaniel campaign, definitely has momentum, and the Cochran people are so worried that their robocalls going out encouraging liberal Black Democrats to come and cross over and vote for him. The Tea Party is so racist that it needs to be destroyed.
When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. We'll bring David Kodrya into that as well, too. Wow, powerful stuff. Armed American Radio fills your prescription for freedom right after this. Don't go away.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a Car Arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, thank you for joining us today. I'm really enjoying our time together. It's been a great program so far. Learned a lot. Gave away a safe. Sean, C.J. Jerzak, right?
Yes.
Great, yeah, great stuff. CJ, congratulations, and we'll reach out to you in just a little bit. Guest lineup is huge. Charles Johnson just called in. Charles, you're out in Mississippi, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me get the introduction to the table here. David Kodria, welcome back to the show, and Neil McCabe in Washington, D.C. Charles, tell us a little bit about what's going on down there. You're down there at what, and you're dealing with who?
So I am a journalist embedded with the Tea Party Express, which is going and has just concluded a 3 days of 4 rallies all throughout Mississippi in favor of the pro-Second Amendment, pro-individual liberty candidate Chris McDaniel, who's running against Republican establishment guy Thad Cochran.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm discovering is that there are two issues that are really getting people excited here, and that's amnesty, you know, for illegal immigrants, and Bloomberg and the Second Amendment. There are many, many people here who are pro Second Amendment, and they see Bloomberg giving to Thad Cochran's campaign and to his PAC, and they really don't like it. I mean, Mississippians love the Second Amendment. It's amazing how many rallies I've been to where people have just been openly carrying. Felt much safer around them, obviously. And I think it's just kind of interesting to see that that's what's going on.
David Kodria, you write about this stuff. You cover stuff like this. You're on top of this in your Examiner column. Does anything Charles said, does it shock you at all?
No, it doesn't shock me. But what it does, it brings to the fore an uncomfortable truth that we may as well discuss now. And that is the fact that the NRA has endorsed Thad Cochran over the Tea Party foe.
Yeah.
And they've given him an A-plus rating. And also, Gun Owners of America still has Cochran listed with an A on his site. Now, obviously, you know, we brought in the issue of immigration. GOA is the only group out there that is tying immigration in with the gun rights issue, basically on the context that once millions of people become voters, the polls, the credible polls, all show they will become reliable Democrat voters, therefore anti-gun voters. And this is something that it's uncomfortable to discuss this because, you know, we're not supposed to form circular firing squads or anything like that. But NRA and GOA need to get their act together on this and explain why, with Bloomberg pouring money in to Thad Cochran, they are still giving this man A grades. What is going on? Now, I can't tell what's going on in their heads. I'm certainly not going to speculate on national radio about it, but I think that we, as gun owners and as supporters of both of those organizations, deserve an answer on what their thinking is.
Neil, I've got to ask for your comment on that. Please.
Yeah, so what I've discovered, and this pains me to say this as a gun owner and as a supporter of the Second Amendment, but what I've discovered is that you look at Tim Donnelly in California, who was extremely pro-Second Amendment, and he was not endorsed when he was running for governor. In fact, he was told by the California NRA that they weren't going to make an endorsement, and he was told further that the NRA was worried about offending their donor base, which is what's the point of having these organizations if they're going to worry about offending a donor base? And why would it offend a donor base to endorse this pro-Second Amendment candidate? Similarly, in Alaska right now, you have Joe Miller, pro-Second Amendment candidate, Mead Treadwell, and Joe Miller. Joe Miller, I think, has less of a chance than Mead Treadwell. Right. You have both of these guys who are pro-Second Amendment, and Dan Sullivan, who was the former attorney general in Alaska, was actually a Republican, you know, and against the Second Amendment, against stand your ground laws, and said that it would lead to unnecessary violence. And, you know, we really have to ask ourselves, you know, how do we actually make sure that the Second Amendment is defended? And oftentimes, many of the organizations that purport to defend the Second Amendment become bureaucratic and more interested in raising money than in actually advancing the issue, I'm afraid.
No, that's a great point. Neil, let me go over to you on this in Washington. Your thoughts? I mean, we've had conversations about the National Rifle Association and their past endorsements of Harry Reid right up until it almost seemed like, why?
Well, yeah, and of course, Harry Reid, with stimulus money, gave the NRA that fantastic shooting range that they have in Nevada. The NRA has a policy of endorsing incumbents. And, it's interesting to hear Charles talk about how Bloomberg's dumping all this money in. We were reading a few months ago that Thad Cochran was supporting the phony national concealed carry bill that John Cornyn was supporting when John Cornyn was being opposed by Steve Stockman, who was a guest on this show. And so, you know, all of a sudden, I guess Thad Cochran isn't so pro-gun anymore because he had a national concealed carry bill that he was supposedly going to get passed through the Senate. And so we'll see how this shakes down. I will say on the gun owners, you know, gun owners has been pretty good and has been very good. And gun owners, they opposed Obamacare when the NRA, you know, stood on the sidelines and watched that train wreck happen.
Yes, they did.
You know, I've dealt with gun owners very, very closely, frankly, more closely than I've dealt with the NRA. And so I think that this recent development of Bloomberg money should get Larry Pratt's attention. And I'm sure he's listening now and probably grabbing his notebook. And note to self, withdraw rating of Cochran.
We'll bring him on the program next week. And interesting that you mentioned also Charles Joe Miller. Joe's been a good friend of this program. He was a guest on this show during his last campaign. And interestingly, too, somebody else that comes to mind as well, where NRA support was, we were kind of scratching our heads, and that was Dingell when Rob Steele was running against him in Michigan. Also, and again, Neil, I think you hit it on the head. They have a history of supporting the incumbent, and of course, that was very clear with their support of Harry Reid.
They've done some very wacky things. Rand Paul had an amendment to the reauthorization of the Patriot Act, which would have been language saying that nothing in the Patriot Act could be used as permission for the government to access otherwise private gun records. The NRA actually opposed that amendment, and so they do some weird things.
Yeah, there's a lot of politics involved.
I would just say too that as an organization, it helps more to be on the side of sportsmen and people who fire guns, to hunts and so forth, because you can sell more ammunition to them than for the people who own guns for self defense purposes. Who hope never to fire it. I know there are many people, myself included, who would never go and hunt, but who nonetheless see the Second Amendment as an extension of our natural right to self-defense, and so it's less likely that we'll fire more ammunition, less likely that they can continue to get more contracts from ammunition manufacturers.
Charles Johnson, I need you to hold that thought until the next week, brother. We're running out of time. Thanks for calling into the program, David Kodria. We'll be talking to you next week as well. Thank you for your participation. Neil McCabe, always a pleasure, my friend. Shanto, and all of our guests here on the Armed American Radio broadcast today. There's never enough time. We'll work on changing that. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom every week. Remember, I tell you this every single week. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.